As we relive our added days, we turn the children our heart to the haze. Hey, welcome back to Haunted Haze. I'm Josh.
I'm Kristen.
And this is episode 14.
Yes, episode 14, and we're getting pretty dark. So this
today's episode's a little heavy.
Yeah, we have a very young child's death is kind of the story.
Yeah, it's an unfortunate child's death. And but like, also to do with mental illness. So if you want to skip ahead, we have a new game that we're going to play.
Yeah, that's surely going to be funny,
We're obviously going to play Versus.
Yes. So, if you want to just fast forward a little bit, that's totally fine. If you want to just catch us next week, you know, that's fine. That's up to you, too. We totally get not everybody can handle the child thing.
Yeah, definitely. But you can also always email us at hauntedhazepodcast@gmail.com.
You can also find us, as always, on Facebook and Instagram at Haunted Haze Podcast.
Yeah, we love interacting with everyone. You know, please.
Send us your stories and your Versus ideas. We're always putting more Versus ideas in the box.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
All right, so you have a little kind of setup of the story. So,
yeah, I kind of have a general telling of the story.
So you tell us yours, and then I'll kind of go into it a little deeper.
Okay. All right, so this happened in La Plata, Maryland, which is kind of a suburb of Baltimore and Washington. It says, the young child died of dehydration and hypothermia on May 22, 2015, after spending a grueling 43 and a half hours on a swing set with the unstable mother, the Charles County Sheriff's Office said. His name was Jair Donnelly. She heard voices when she started pushing him, telling her not to stop because somebody will come. Sims, whose family said she suffered from depression and bipolar disorder, was hospitalized for 4 days after police found her and the dead child on the swing. Sims' mother said she suffered a psychotic episode between May 20th and May 22nd and did not know her child died in between the 2 days. Just 2 months before the tragic death, the boy's father, James Donnelly, was seeking custody of his son after concerns about Sims' mental health.
That's so sad. Like, whenever you hear the dad was trying to get custody of him before he died.
Yeah, so that there's so many questions so far, but tell us a little more in detail before we kind of break it down, I guess.
All right, so mine, you know, it's going to kind of say some of the same things, but in Baltimore on May of 2015, she was found pushing her dead son on a playground swing, and she was actually indicted and charged with manslaughter and child abuse. Prosecutors say Romisha Sims spent 2 entire days in the La Plata playground pushing her 3-year-old son, Jair Donnell Lee. Authorities say that Lee died of dehydration and low body temperature while he was in the swing. Medical examiners did rule his death a homicide. Prosecutors declared that they were afraid she would be a danger and a flight risk. And at her hearing, she said, I'm not a risk to anybody. I didn't even mean for this to happen.
Wow.
Prosecutors also said that her mental state was in question and they wanted to hold her while she received another evaluation.
Yeah.
Sheriff deputies found the toddler dead in the swing on the morning of May 22nd after receiving a call that a woman had been pushing her child in the swing at odd hours.
Wow.
The state attorney's office said that police found Lee's jacket in the trash and his shoes off his feet filled with rainwater. Sims faces up to 45 years in prison, 30 years on first-degree child abuse, 10 years on manslaughter, and 5 years on the charge of child neglect.
So she only faces 45 years.
Yeah. Family members said that Sims was suffering from a mental illness and she was hospitalized for days after the death of her son. Earlier this year, the boy's father petitioned the District of Columbia Court for custody of his son, saying that Sims was behaving erratically and jumped out of a moving taxi cab with Jair.
Wow.
In court papers, Sims acknowledged that she had had a mental breakdown, but insisted that she was doing better. This breakdown that I had was the first I've ever had in my life, and I truly believe it was from an extreme amount of stress weighing heavy on me. I am now in a much better productive space, she said in a letter to the judge. Just days before Jair's death, a judge ordered that the two share custody, and court records indicate that both Sims and the boy's father agreed with the arraignment. Will's Memorial Park, where Jair died, is visible from the road but bordered on one side by woods in the town of La Plata, about 30 miles southeast of Washington. Court records in Charles County indicated a history of domestic disputes between Sims and her mother, Vontasha Sims. In these court papers, at one point, it appears that Vontasha Sims also considered seeking custody of Jair.
Wow.
But it was scratched out of the paperwork that would have formalized the request. In court papers, Vontasha wrote that her daughter attacked her while jumping on her and hitting her while she was sitting in bed. She was very angry and out of control.
Wow.
In one case, Romisha Sims wrote a letter to the court explaining the stress she was under. Between my mom and I working in school, I've had a lot on my hands. She told court officers that she was working hard as a barista at Starbucks and attending classes at Bowie State University. The family had been living in a deluxe inn motel in La Plata, not far from the park, for several weeks before Dyer died.
Jesus Christ. Yeah, so that's like a very... That's so sad.
Yeah, it is.
Because, like, she just snapped. And it just makes you wonder, like, it just feels like a glitch in the Matrix to me. It's like, did she, like, freeze and just...
It's just, like, baffling to think of someone standing somewhere for 43 hours.
That is insane.
But, yeah.
Obviously.
And she said this is the first time she had ever had a mental breakdown like that, which, well,
clearly it wasn't, because she definitely was on the verge of that, I think, because, you know, the violence with her mother.
And, like, the dad trying to get custody.
Yeah, it clearly seemed like she had, like, some emotional problems.
But
there definitely could have been, like, you know, with the stress she said she was going under. She said, also read that she said she was going to school, working, had the child. So she was a single mother, kind of. A lot of stress on her.
Yeah, but that's just crazy. I'm not saying she's, like, faking it, because you have to be crazy to stand and push a swing for 43 hours.
Well, also, like...
I'm not saying crazy, like, in a...
Like a derogatory...
I don't know if that sounds derogatory, but I don't mean it that way.
Right. But also, like, I have so many questions, like, no one heard this baby cry?
Yeah.
Like prior to this? Because surely he was screaming.
I imagine at one point he was, for sure.
Like, he was probably screaming his lungs out trying to get out of the swing. And obviously this is one of those swings that you kind of slip your legs
through. Oh, yeah, it's like one of those that goes around the baby's waist and their legs sit in.
Right. So kind of like an update to this story, it did come to find out, like, they never actually charged her, right?
Yeah, so I think she may have gotten some kind of manslaughter charge or something like that. It was like
a plea deal she made.
Yeah, but she made a plea deal. She ended up not having to do any prison time or time in a mental institution.
She just has to weekly check in with the psychiatrist
and take her
meds.
Yeah.
Wow, that's very tragic.
It is tragic. I mean, it's like, that's...
And plus, what's so sad is that little boy, one, he just thought we're going to go to the park.
Yeah.
We're going to go to the park, Mommy. And also, what an excruciating way to die.
Yeah.
That's so awful. But it just makes me wonder, like, what was she seeing? You know, like, she said, like, if you stop, they will come. Like, who the fuck is they?
Yeah. You know, like. That is.
What is all that? You know, they should have dug deeper on that lady.
But, I mean, schizophrenia, you do hear stuff. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you hear things.
Yeah, for sure.
So, I feel like that's a lot of what it was.
See, that's what makes stories like this so scary, because they're real. They're, like, bona fide real.
Yeah.
and it's so sad. Like, I feel so sorry for that little boy. He was such a cute little boy, the pictures we've seen.
I know.
I guess we'll try to, like, maybe share a picture of him.
For sure.
On social media, but... Yeah, little Jair, man.
I know.
So sad, but It's so fascinating how the human mind is. And just the depths of the human mind, really.
I mean, it's just so, I can't get over it. It's just sad.
Well, in some ways, it also kind of sounds like a possession.
Yeah.
Like maybe she got, like, possessed. And, like, you know, the little boy was just kind of collateral. You know? We've also seen YouTube videos where it shows, like, weird glitches in the Matrix where, like, people freeze.
Or, like, birds are in the sky, yeah, like, just frozen. Not even flapping their wings.
Yeah, just frozen in the air. So it makes you wonder, like, does she get caught up in this Matrix? And then this whole time she was just thinking that? You know?
Very possibly.
I'm more concerned with, like, there was no one around for 2 days.
Well, I think I saw in something, maybe, like, it was a YouTube video. That's why they called the police.
Well, yeah, eventually, like,
they were like, she's been there pushing this kid for 43 hours.
Well, I don't think they knew that. But I think
like, for a very long time. I think they noticed overnight.
Well, no, I think I read that some people approached her and that it was clear immediately that the little boy was dead. And it was also very clear that she was in some type of psychosis.
Yeah. When I first heard the story, I didn't think that she pushed him until he died. I thought he probably died and she was having like a mental breakdown because her baby died. And so she like took him to the park.
Trying to make him relive or something.
Yeah, that's kind of how I took it.
So I was kind of like, yeah, like when you first heard the story, like, well, okay, that's crazy. But no.
No, it's worse.
It's far worse.
We're worse. Man, but, all right. How about we get into something a little lighter?
Yeah, try
to play this trivia game.
Yeah, you want to play a trivia game?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we have a horror trivia game. Obviously, I'm probably a little bit better at trivia than you, so we're going to play best of 7.
Okay.
But I'm going to give you a handicap, and you can just, if you get 5 before I get 7, you win.
Okay.
All right?
So I only have to get 5, but to win, you have to get 7.
Right, and all we're going to do... And this is just like a basic trivia game. So we're just going to take turns reading a card. And on each card is 2 questions. On the back of the card are the answers.
Okay.
So.
All right. So you're going to read me 2, then I'm going to read you 2?
Do you want to do it that way or you just want to read 1 at a time?
I'm going to be pissed if I draw all the cards and I'm reading you questions that I know the answer to. But let's just do it and I guess.
So do you want to steal? Do you want one still? Like you don't look at the.
I think that me only having to get 5 is enough.
Okay.
But I think that we should just read both. We're gonna do 2 questions at a time.
Okay.
Because if not, you'll see the answer on the other side.
Okay, fair enough.
Whenever you check it, so we'll do 2 questions at a time. If I get 5 before you get 7, I win.
This kind
of sounds like that episode of Friends where Rachel and Joey are tossing a coin and she's like, heads, I win, tails, you lose.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about this right now.
Well.
All right. It's okay.
We'll see. Good luck.
Good luck. Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
Okay. You're reading me first?
Yeah.
Okay.
What 2016 movie finds a group of thieves trapped inside a house they are trying to rob and discover the owner is not just a blind, helpless victim?
We've seen this.
Yeah.
I have a title in my head, but I don't think it's the right movie. But is it Just Breathe or Don't Breathe?
Yes.
Yes.
Got it.
Yes.
Ding, ding, ding. All right.
All right. 1 for me.
When a Japanese high school student attempts to escape the Battle Royale, what method of control does Takashi Kitano demonstrate?
I don't even understand anything. That sentence didn't even make sense to me.
It's like a foreign language.
Yeah, I'm going to say karate. I'm going to say Cobra Kai.
good guess. Detonates the explosive collar.
Oh, yeah, okay. I would have never got that right.
Yeah.
All right, you ready?
Yep.
What?
So you have 1.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm proud of myself already, you know? Yeah. I'm winning. Right, as of right now. I like to talk shit, okay?
Yeah.
This is not fair already. What is the name of Sigourney Weaver's character in Alien?
Ripley.
Yes, Do you know the first name? But I feel like you, I mean, I feel like that counts.
Damn, what is her first name? I guess that's fair to ask me her first name.
No, I think it's fine. I think you get the point.
Sigourney Weaver.
It's Ellen.
Ellen. Okay. Damn.
All right. Bela Lugosi was best known for his portrayal of what Universal monster?
Dracula.
Okay. If I would have read the second question, I would have totally made you guess her full name.
All right. So it's 1-2.
Yeah. All right. Yay. I'm already losing.
What sci-fi horror film does a black hole unleash its evil upon the actors Lawrence Fishburne and Sam Neill?
Is this a new movie or an old movie?
It came out like the 2000s. It's on Netflix.
Tell me the question again.
What sci-fi horror film does a black hole unleash its evil upon the actors Lawrence Fishburne, who is also in like The Matrix,
okay,
and John Wick, and Sam Neill, who is also in like Jurassic Park. He's like the main guy with the kids. They're in a space movie. It's on Netflix.
It's not that movie that you posted that your cover photo of? That's not the same movie?
No, that's They Live.
Oh.
And they're also not in space. But they are aliens.
Are they controlled too, kinda?
No, this is more of like parallel
universe. Fucking know. Is it
Event Horizon?
Journey into the Black Universe?
No, Event Horizon.
Event Horizon. Okay. Yeah. Never seen it.
Who is also known as Mistress of the Dark?
Elvira.
Yep.
Yes!
All right. 2-2.
Okay. Look, I'm happy with a 50-50 streak.
Yeah, right? It's like free throws.
As somebody who does not particularly enjoy being terrified, scary movies are not always for me.
That's true. I do force you to watch a lot of scary movies.
Okay. What 1982 film, directed by Wes Craven, centers around a scientist who is transformed into the plant-based monstrous creature?
Little Shop of Horrors?
No. You want me to read you the question again?
No, I got it wrong.
Oh. Swamp Thing.
Oh, God. Yes, read me the question. What? What? Okay.
I asked if you wanted me to read you the question again.
Fair enough.
Is that a Wes Craven movie?
Yeah, apparently.
In the 80s?
Yeah. I know. Yeah, Swamp Thing. I know. I've seen Swamp Thing.
Okay. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, brother.
What?
3-2, though.
What is the movie poster tagline for the 1985 movie House?
Oh.
What was that score about?
Does that have something to do with the key?
No.
I know the cover of it is a skeleton hand with like a key. dead inside.
Ding dong, you're dead.
Damn. All right, well.
2-2. Yeah, hey, I like this.
Yeah, let's go to plus 7.
No. Look, if I get to 5, I win. But if I get to 5 and you still haven't gotten 7, then I don't know. We'll see.
Which Carrie 1976 star also plays Linda in the original 1978 film Halloween?
Jamie Lee Curtis?
Very good guess, but it's PJ Souls. Sorry, I wouldn't have gotten that one.
It's okay.
What is the name of the demon clown who terrorizes the children of Derry, Maine, and Stephen King's It?
Pennywise.
Yep. Pennywise. Yes.
The clown.
The dancing clown.
Oh, I still got it.
Yeah, you got it.
That's 3-2?
Yeah, it's 3-2.
Okay. That was stupid. I only guessed Jamie Lee Curtis because I know she's in Halloween.
No, that was a fantastic guess. I'm surprised you knew her name.
But...
But you are also beating me. I should stop being so lenient. I'm going to start turning into killer mode.
Shh. Okay.
Here we go.
What substance is dumped on the main character in the prom movie Carrie?
Pig's blood.
Correct. In what 1989 movie did Fred Gwynn tell his neighbor how he can make his son Gage live again?
Oh, Pet Cemetery.
Yep. What is that, 4-2?
Yep, 4-3.
Oh, 4-3. Okay, good.
You just gotta get two more. You can. Do I get. Well, can I get redemption?
I guess so.
Well, I don't know. I can't. I'm too far behind. 4 is the best I can get. 6.
Oh, if I get
you 2. You can win it right here.
If I get 2 right, yeah. I win. Okay.
I gotta have some type of redemption, then.
Oh, we'll see.
We'll see. What 1990 movie involving a series of short horror films features performances by Steve Buscemi, Julian Moore, and Christian Slater? So, I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
It's like Tales from the Crypt.
Mm-hmm.
But not quite.
I still don't know.
It's like
Tales from the Grave.
Lemmy says no. That is incorrect. It's Tales from the Dark Side, the movie.
Tales from the Grave sounds cool too, though. All right, well, now you get to get your redemption if I get this one wrong, especially.
What mythical creature did Hadley hope to see as a killer in Cabin in the Woods? He was one of the guys that had the tie. He's like, damn, I was hoping to see that too. And he got killed by it later on.
Man, I love this movie.
Yeah. He says, she even had the little thing in her hand.
It was Rape by Vines.
Amazing guess. But the answer is Merman.
Remember, got eight. I swear Merman to God, Mermaid did. But I thought.
All right, the score is 4-3.
Okay, yeah.
All right, read me.
Okay, sorry, I forgot. We were playing a game. What 1978 horror comedy is directed by Joe Dante and is a parody of the movie Jaws?
I don't know.
Piranha.
Oh, man.
I feel like you threw that one.
I definitely have seen that movie. I don't think I would have guessed it, though. I wasn't even thinking of it. But yeah, I've seen Piranha.
Okay.
That's exactly what it sounds like. It's a bunch of piranhas.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I don't want to see it. This 1982 film contained a scene where a young boy is dragged from under his bed by his clown doll that comes to life.
Poltergeist.
Yeah.
Awesome. 5-3. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
In which movie from the 1950s did Raymond Burr play a character named Steve Martin? It's a band that you like. Relatively new band. Definitely new to you.
After the Burial.
Gojira!
I almost was going to guess Gojira, but I thought they're not new. Well, they're new to me, but they're not new.
Well, sorry, I won't give you more hints. What movie is considered to be a sequel to the movie An American Werewolf in London?
An American Werewolf in Paris.
Correct.
Yes.
5-4.
Yes. Okay. But you can win it here, unfortunately.
Grand Slam.
What?
Walk-off home run.
What 2008 vampire movie was filmed and set in Sweden?
Filmed and set in Sweden?
Yeah.
2008. Let Me In?
Is that your final answer?
Let the Right One In?
That's it. Let the Right One In.
Nice. 6-4.
I get redemption?
Yeah. I'll give it to you.
Who is the actress who portrayed the young vampire Claudia in the 1994 movie Interview with a Vampire?
Kirsten Dunst.
Yeah. All you right. Win. Well, I can't even get redemption.
Why? Let's see if we get redemption. You're only one away.
What?
You're only one away. You got 4.
No, but you already got 7.
Yeah.
Like, I have 4. You have 7. You won.
Yeah, but you got to get to 5. So if you get one of these, it'll be sudden death. Okay. All you got to do is get one of
these.
Fine.
All right, fine.
Be afraid. Be very afraid. Name the movie.
Man, I feel like I know this.
It's got Jeff Goldblum in it.
Jurassic Park.
All right, fair enough guess, but no. The Fly. what 2005 movie? This is 2005.
Uh-huh.
movie involves a group of friends who get trapped in a cave and encounter strange bloodthirsty creatures. It's an all-girl group. The Descent is correct.
Yes. They go kerplunking.
Spurlunking. That's the sound you make if you're tiny and you fall in water. Kerplunk.
Like, what is it really called?
Spelunking. Spelunking.
Spelunk.
Spelunk. Now you got me acting dumb. Spelunking. All right.
What is sudden death?
Sudden death is if you get it right, I lose. Right? Is that how you want it? If you get either one of these right,
I don't think that's fair.
All right, well, just whoever gets the next one right.
Okay.
But you still get redemption.
Okay.
It's kind of like college football. If I score, you still get a chance.
Okay. Okay.
All right, I'll let you go first.
Here, do you want to do 1-1?
Yeah.
All right.
What is Norman Bates' hobby in the movie Psycho?
He's a writer.
Nope. Taxidermy.
Really?
Yeah, you probably should watch the movie Psycho.
I thought I just did.
No, that was American Psycho.
No. He's like, don't fucking come in here if I'm typing.
It's a shiny. Hey, look, at least you're learning. All right, now, call me mom.
Okay. What is the name of the evil company in the Resident Evil movie franchise?
The Umbrella Corporation.
Correct.
Ding, ding!
Wait, look, if we're going to start doing this... Look,
what TV show remake is based on a 1985 movie starring Michael J. Fox as a high school basketball player?
Teen Wolf.
Yes.
Heck yeah. All right. Keep
going.
No, I'll just ask you this last question just to wrap up this card. Trust is a tough thing to come by these days. Name the movie.
They Live.
No, The Thing.
Damn.
We asked each other the wrong questions on both cards. All right, well, okay, so we need to keep up with who wins every week, and the first person to win 5 rounds buys the other person a present.
Okay, well, yeah, all right. Well, we'll work that out, maybe.
Yeah, we'll keep marinating on that.
All that matters right now, I'm up 1.
Yeah, hopefully you win, and you have to buy me a present.
Hey, you did excellent, actually.
Hey, I'm pretty proud of myself, actually. I knew more than I thought I did.
Yeah, and the handicap, I think, helped you, right?
I think so, because...
That's fair. I like it. I want to do this again. Audience, do y'all like it?
Yeah, for sure. Tell us what you think.
Yeah, did you enjoy listening to that? Tell us what you think. I think we're going to continue to do it. That was fun. Also, if anyone else thinks maybe they could challenge me.
Oh, yeah, that would be fun.
If you got a trivia question, a horror trivia question you want to ask me,
like I said. Yeah, that would be fun.
Send it to hauntedhazepodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, I'll start just collecting. If we get some, I'll just collect them and ask you.
Yeah,
for sure. On the next episode or whatever.
Absolutely.
All right, so. All right,
let's play Versus.
Yes, here we're shaking it up. I think this week you get to pick.
Yeah, I'm going to pick this week.
All right, that coin in there makes it hard to shake the box without hurting your eardrums.
Oh, well, maybe your ears. Falling versus being crushed.
Oh, God. Crushed.
Yeah. Yeah, crushed
is worse.
Crushed is worse. Yeah.
that one's easy.
That was pretty simple. I'm terrified. I'm a little bit claustrophobic. I'm terrified of being suffocated.
Being crushed is more violent, I feel like. But falling, have you ever heard that, like, those people who jump from really high places or whatever, they have a heart attack and die before they ever hit the ground?
Because it's so terrifying.
Is that true?
Possibly. Could you imagine falling from something that's 300 feet?
Hell no.
There's this documentary we watched. It's another morbid documentary. Sorry,
it's so good.
Morbid people, apparently. But it's called The Bridge.
Yeah.
It's about the Golden State Bridge in San Francisco, where people, unfortunately, commit suicide off of it.
Yeah, they said like, goes to on average of once a week, somebody jumps off the Golden Gate Bridge.
Yeah.
But some people live through it. It's not all just people
dying. Yeah, that is crazy. But, I mean, falling, if you were like, think about that guy that we watched that was like climbing that mountain without any rope.
Oh, that was stressful.
Right? So.
Alex Honnold.
I mean, it's got to be terrifying to fall.
It must not be that scary if they're willing to risk it.
But being crushed, it seems like a lot slower process.
Yeah.
You're just being...
But also, when I think of being crushed to death, I think of, like, a giant boulder falling at, like, a really fast pace just crushing me. Would be fast.
I either think that, or I really kind of think of, like, one of those steamrollers, like, the pavement rollers.
Oh, God, like that's bad.
You know what I'm scared of? Of a semi-truck, like... flipping over.
Oh God!
While you're driving,
babe, we shouldn't talk about these things.
Yeah, also, being crushed is terrifying.
What's scary about being crushed is when you see those movies like Indiana Jones, where he's in the room and the walls are closing in.
Oh yeah.
Or in that movie, The Cube.
I know. I get so panicky. It's because I have like claustrophobia.
Yeah.
Like, I get a little too panicky watching.
When we went to Zach Bagans, we did the VIP experience, and like one of the first things that we got to do was crawl through this little tiny black crawl space.
Yeah.
And I instantly was like, I don't like small spaces.
Yeah. This is too much.
Yeah.
I do not like being confined, for sure.
Yeah.
Let me out. So, yeah, I think we're going to go crush. Do you disagree? Are you more afraid of falling? I mean, I'm sure if you're people afraid
with
of heights.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. People with a fear of heights definitely have that fear of fall thing.
Do you have a fear of heights or do you have a fear of stopping?
Isn't that, like, one of the things, like, didn't we just recently talk about this? Like, humans are only born with certain instinctive fears, and falling is one of them.
Yeah, that sounds familiar. I mean, that makes sense for it to be a fear, right? But I'm pretty sure being crushed is also, like, a natural fear.
Like, I don't know. Like, cavemen, what were they possibly going to get crushed by? Okay, never mind. Caves.
Falling rocks, dinosaur feet.
Dinosaur feet?
Well,
the cavemen and dinosaurs were alive at the same time.
Well, I can't prove that, but possibly, I don't know. All right, well, yeah, tell us what you think. Hit us up at hauntedhazepodcast@gmail.com.
Yes, we always love hearing your stories and reading them.
Yeah, and please tell your friends about us. Please help spread the word about Haunted Haze. Help us, grow our audience, you know, that way we... can build a bigger community.
Absolutely. We're already just blown away by, like, all the different countries that we've seen.
Yeah.
And the different states. Like, people from all over are starting to listen, and it's really fun.
Yeah, that's cool, man.
Yeah, like, really, who would have thought?
Yeah, we really, really appreciate it, too. Like always, catch us next week for episode 15.
Yeah. Peace out.
Peace out. Stay haunted.